Okay, Ricky, not really our day. We probably created a few chances in the first half, didn't create an awful lot in the second. Perhaps a little bit unlucky to lose. What do you make of it?
Disappointed. But if you don't score, then you're never going to win a game. And unfortunately, we had a really good spell in the first half. Well, in actual fact, I thought we were a much better side in the first half, but a real good spell in the middle where we created two or three half chances, but we didn't have enough cutting edge. You know, it's been our problem of late. We haven't looked like scoring enough goals. And you can't keep relying on your back four to defend and keep the ball out. And, you know, that has been our saving grace in lots of games this year. But unfortunately today, we couldn't quite just keep that clean sheet and got stung right at the end and ended up losing the game. But, I think the overall... My overall opinion on the game was that the performance was actually okay. I've got to be honest.
First half was very good. Second half we defended fairly well for most of it, didn't we?
I can't work out. I mean, I'll watch the goal back and I'll see. You know, I think that our centre half's got to do better with the ball over the top, and I certainly think our goalkeeper has to do a hell of a lot better. You know, it's three times in the game he's come out of his 18-yard box and shanked clearances to central midfield players in the middle of the goal, or centre forward in the middle of the pitch. You've got to head it away from an area where people can score, and you know the goal come from an awful header into the middle of the pitch. And to be fair, it was coming because he'd done it twice before in the second half as well. So, it was poor. I mean, the lead up to the goal was disappointing. We had an opportunity with a free kick. And it was too straight, and it's just a nothing ball. It doesn't even clear the first man. They head it and they break on us, and you know it's that happened twice from that position. And that's just not good enough. You know, the players have got to understand that you might need to change the angle for a delivery, or you might need to, rather than just dropping it on someone's head, you know, maybe look to go across goal for someone to head back. You know, it's things that decisions that players have to make on the pitch, and they didn't do it. And ultimately it led to us losing the game, but we've been on a good run. It was always going to come to an end. I'm just disappointed because I think we were good value for a point, and to come away with nothing. And certainly last minute is a bit of a sucker punch. But yeah, we'll go again.
Yeah, another injury as well, mate. Unfortunately, losing Harry in 5 minutes is not good.
We think at least a month out with a hamstring tear. Mm-hmm. So things are not. Not easy going at the minute. You know, Stuart Easton, Scott Joseph, Luke Knight, Jack Higgs, Phil Draycott, and now Harry O'Malley. You know, it's a huge chunk. It does, you know, it goes to show that Egham are a decent side, as were Northwood, as were Kings Langley. You know, teams that, with the amount of players we're missing, for the players to perform the way they have and get the points that we have is a real good effort from everyone. Hopefully, Jack Higgs will be back involved in training this week and be available for selection Boxing Day. Luke Knight, we're hoping we'll be back for Bedford. Phil Draycott, we're hoping we'll be back for the Bedford game as well. And we're going to be, you know, I'm not going to lie, we are going to be bringing in new faces. We're in talks at the minute. We're bringing in a new centre forward. Hopefully, we can get that done this week so that he'll be available for the Royston game as well. It's my job now just to make sure that we give the players the help that they need. And at the moment, we are down to the bare bones and we do need some fresh faces, some more competition for places, and it's my job to make sure that happens in the coming weeks.
Yep, tough games coming up, mate.
Yeah, looking forward to them.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.